Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are speaking with Mr. TK Cater, founder of Unstoppable Life Accelerator, an organization that helps people reduce Sunday anxiety and create a life plan to lead more proactive lives. And I like the sound of that. And Mr. Cater, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me. I'm super pumped to be here.
Yes, sir. Good to have you. Looking forward to hearing from you and what you have to say. So tell us, what is Unstoppable Sunday and how can you practice it to plan out your week? Let's start there.
Well, Unstoppable Sunday came out of my own need in my life. It's that moment where Sunday afternoon rolls in and you're headed into the evening and Monday is looming ahead. Some people call it the Sunday scaries. Others call it the Sunday jitters. Sometimes it's the existential, what am I even doing with my life? And as it goes into Monday morning, it goes into full force, anxiety and the stress of the work week that's ahead. And I faced this as an entrepreneur. I faced this when I was working at one of the largest hedge funds in the world. And I realized that there's really two things you can do. One, you can kind of just wallow in it, or you can kind of take a handle on it. And that's how I discovered this practice that I teach others, this 30-minute practice that helps people punch the Sunday jitters in the face and go into Monday with a plan.
And certainly do like what I'm already hearing so far, and I'm sure the listeners do as well. Now, if you would, tell us what are three steps to why someone would be feeling stuck in their career. Touch on some of those details.
Yeah, well, usually with the Sunday jitters, it either hits you on a Sunday evening or on a Monday morning, and it varies. And a lot of times it has to do with the pressures of the work week, and a lot has to do with whether it's your job, whether you're doing well or not. And when we work with people, and I cover this in my book, How to Punch the Sunday Jitters in the Face, it's a bestseller on Amazon, an international bestseller. We've sold about 3,000 copies of it so far and growing. And we cover this part, which is a lot of it has to do with your career. And there's three big reasons why you might be feeling the Sunday jitters as you go into the job Monday morning. And the first one is that you are just simply on the wrong path, meaning the career path, like maybe you had a certain major in college and you just did it. And then that set the tone for 10, 20, 30 years of your life. And you just kept going down that path. And you haven't had the space to really take a step back and say, hey, is this what I want to keep doing? So not being on the right path is one of them. And the second one is you don't have a plan. Like meaning you know what you need to do. You're probably great at what you do. You're probably one of the best, but somewhere along the way, like you got so comfortable, you don't have a plan on how you're really going to take your career to the next level. So you're kind of stuck in doing the same career. You may love it inherently, but you're kind of done with doing the same thing over and over. And that's when we teach you, like, all right, let's go create a plan of where you really want to be 5 years from now and start to craft that out. And then the third reason that I see often is you don't really know your why, and you don't know how you're going to celebrate when you win. And so a lot of the Sunday jitters comes in with just feeling this feeling of like, oh, here we go again, Monday morning, come on. And LinkedIn did a survey on this. 80% of the people that took the survey said they feel the Sunday jitters. The stats show you're 10 times more likely to get a heart attack Monday morning between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. So one of the big reasons it comes in is that you just kind of don't know what you're fighting for. Like, yeah, you're getting your bills paid and you have your family and you're doing that, but you don't know what your next win is going to be. You don't really know, like, all right, if I have this week, like, how am I going to go celebrate? And how am I going to, like, be this much closer to who I want to become? And how do I take my career to the next level? Like, you haven't defined any of that. Those are the three reasons that I typically see when you're feeling stuck in the career. Just to reiterate, number one is when you're just in the wrong career, like you kind of slid into it and now it's time for a change. Number two is you need to make a change. And number three is you don't know why. You don't know how you're going to celebrate.
And that information ought to get folks really tuned in here today. I'm sure there's some or this information really does apply more than others. Now, three reasons one cannot focus at work. Get into some of that information.
You know, they're really correlated. It's whether you can focus within the course of a single day or not has very much to do whether you're feeling fulfilled in your career or not. And so the reasons end up being very similar to your career, but in a much smaller scale. And the thing that we teach people in the book and also our Life Accelerator, which you can check out at getunstoppable.com/go, the thing that we check out, what we teach people is, look, you need to have a plan. And I think of every new project that I go into and every new career change that I've made or every new company that I've started, I looked at it as almost like a bank heist. It's like, you know, one of my favorite movies is Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12, Italian Job. And these guys always get together and they're like, all right, what's the plan? And they practice the plan and they know how the, like what the goal is. We forget that. And so when you're feeling stuck in your career, when you're feeling stuck in your workday, the biggest thing is you don't quite have a plan. And what you need to do is actually say, here's my goal. Here's how I'm going to go attack that goal. And here's most important part. Here's how I'm going to celebrate when I win that goal. And people often forget either the action plan or the actual goal, or they forget how they're going to celebrate and move on to the next goal. And that's when you end up feeling stuck both in your career and in your job.
And certainly appreciate your joining us and sharing this information with us. So most helpful so far today, we're joined by Mr. TK Cater, founder of the Unstoppable Life Accelerator, an organization that helps people reduce Sunday anxiety and create a life plan to lead more proactive lives. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, taking this even further, give us three simple steps to recover from burnout. Burnout is so popular today, and a lot of folks don't even realize they're burned out, but touch on some of those details and advice there.
Yeah, burnout is something that kind of sneaks up on you, right? Like I'm sure you've gone through it, I've gone through it. It's when you just feel inadequate in your job for no good reason. You know what you're doing, and you're not quite sure, like if you can keep going and if you can keep it, you can actually keep showing up to work. That's burnout. There's basically three things we teach people to do when it comes to burnout. The first one, we first have you assess. It's like, hey, are you actually burnt out, or is there something deeper there? And based on those answers, like if you're like just in a bad situation, and you need to just like get yourself out of there. You need to first figure out, can I just leave, or do I need to kind of plan out like a 6-month thing to actually make an exit? And so we do these things called beast mode challenges. There are these 45-day challenges, and we have actually a free guide you can check out. It's getunstoppable.com/beast-mode. And what we teach you to do is, look, if you're burnt out already, but you can't leave, you're in a critical point, or you just like can't make a change, then this is counterintuitive, but what you need to do is actually double down and for 45 days get really focused and just get a bunch of stuff done so you can create space for yourself to go take some time off. So you kind of do this like one last push, like a coach would tell you, like, look, you've come this far, don't give up now, just 45 days, get focused, say exactly what your goal is going to be, how are you going to celebrate, what's your action plan, do it for 45 days. And then you're going to go take some time off or go on a long weekend trip or take a day off, whatever you can afford, you're going to go do that. That's one of our biggest things that we do to actually get out of burnout. Now, for some of you, you may not be in burnout yet. You may be like, you know, I'm not quite burnt out, but I really want to manage for it because I feel like I'm close. And that's most of the people. But the people that are in the thick of it, the toughest thing is they can't walk away. They need a way to like actually crawl out of it. That's why we do these 45-day challenges with them. Now, if you are looking to avoid burnout, like one of our most popular demographics are business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives. These are high-performance people. They're high achievers. They join the Life Accelerator because they actually want to make sure that they're running their personal lives as well as they're running their business lives. And they found that when their personal life is in order, their business life thrives. And when the personal life is not in order, their business life suffers. So the thing that we teach to avoid burnout is there's this mantra we teach. It's you have to treat yourself like a professional athlete. And in a lot of ways we are, but we don't treat ourselves like that. And when it comes to an athlete, we watch them play this grueling game, right? And they go win. We don't watch any of the stuff that happens before or after. So when what we teach people to do is say, look, you need to train like an athlete, you need to win like an athlete, and then you need to go celebrate like an athlete. And you'll notice like some of these patterns and principles are very similar. It's like train like an athlete. You need to actually make a plan for what you're going after and what's important to you and how you're going to go about doing it. You need to go win. You need to go execute and win like an athlete. And then once you do, you need to go celebrate like an athlete. You need to take time off. You need to take a longer weekend so you can recover and regroup and then look at the game day footage, and then you need to go train again. So train, win, celebrate like an athlete. And those are the three ways we teach people to manage for burnout and actually make sure they don't fall into it and to lead more proactive lives.
Certainly appreciate that feedback. Again, most helpful. All the information shared here today has been very helpful and really appreciate it. As we conclude today, what's the one thing to do when life seems too overwhelming?
You know, the simplest thing to do is to spend 30 minutes just to plan out your week. And I know that you don't really want to do anything on a Sunday. You're like, it's my day off. But I promise you, Monday, either you have the Sunday jitters or the Monday morning dread. It's one of the two. And if you can spend 30 minutes to just plan out the week ahead, the next 7 days, it's one of those things. It's like one of those tides that raises all the boats in your life. And we have this 30-minute YouTube video that you can watch, and it teaches you how to plan out your week the right way. So if you go to getunstoppable.com, every Sunday, 30 minutes, I help you plan out your week. That's the best place to start.
Certainly sounds easy enough, simple enough, and makes a lot of sense. Really appreciate it, Mr. Cater, joining us here today on the program. If listeners wanted to get more information on you or the Unstoppable Life Accelerator, where's the best place to get further details online?
Yeah, just go to getunstoppable.com. That's where we do the Sunday practice. And if you want to join our Life Accelerator, there is an application process. We tend to focus on people that are business owners, executives, managers, entrepreneurs. They seem to care about this the most. You can apply at getunstoppable.com/go.
And that certainly works. Again, Mr. Cater, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was appreciated.
Thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun.
And you're more than welcome, and I'd say let's do it again. We've been speaking with Mr. TK Cater, founder of the Unstoppable Life Accelerator, an organization that helps people reduce Sunday anxiety and create a life plan to lead more proactive lives. And for further details, simply visit tkcater.com or getunstoppable.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.